in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3777. Baruch Hashem, the 17th day of Elul Tovshin Tezva, Brooklyn. Harava Chosid, Yishirei Likim, Nechbet Benoim, Rapolim. Vareinu, David Nosen Sheyichya Lesser. And the Rebbe writes to him, I'm confirming receiving your redemption of soul note, which I will read at an auspicious time on the Holy Tzion, on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles over here. Now, he told the Rebbe that the time of their wedding, I guess it was anniversary. The Rebbe calls it the Tkufas Zman Chasunosom. Their anniversary was on the very beautiful day, clear day, calls it Yom HaBohim, of the 18th of Elul. Of course, the 18th of Elul is the birthday of both the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe. But the Rebbe brings down the name Chai Elul. Chai means life, means vitality. So the previous Rebbe, my father-in-law, the Rebbe says, has said, this is a pisgum, a saying from earlier years, that it also means that it brings a chayis, it brings in a passion, an energy in the service of the month of Elul. Chai Elul means it brings in passion into the month of Elul. What is the month of Elul? Elul basically is an abbreviation that includes the three pillars, the three categories of service. And when you say brings in an energy in the Elul, means it brings in an energy in the three categories of services, which is in the three lines, which is number one, the level of Torah. What is the connection Elul of Torah? Because Elul is an abbreviation of Inoli Yodei V'Samti Loch. This is one abbreviation from the word Elul, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. Inoli Yodei V'Samti Loch is a verse in the Torah which says that if somebody accidentally kills someone, it happened to your hand, and God says that you go to the cities of refuge, the Ori Miklot. That's the literal sense. But in a more metaphoric sense, it also applies to Torah, because the words of Torah are, as we know, Divrei Torah Kol Timheim. The Gemara in Talmud and Makkos, page 10a, says that the words of Torah absorb. So just like you, they provide a refuge, so they protect a person. So the fact that these are the words that are associated with refuge, Torah is considered a refuge from the Yetzer Hara, from the other things that you want to run away, so you can find protection in the Torah. And then you have the second category. So that's the category of Torah, which is in the word of Elul. And then you also have the category and the line of Avodah. Avodah is the service to Hashem, because Elul is also the abbreviation of Ani Ledodi V'Dodi Li. That is the abbreviation of Elul. I am to my beloved, and my beloved to me. So I am to my beloved represents the work, the service that a Yid is to Hashem. And then you also have the third category, which is Gemilus Chasodim, acts of kindness. That's Elul, which is an abbreviation of Ish Lidei Eyu Umatonis Lev Yonim, one man to his friend and gifts to the poor. Aleph Lamed Vav Mem, Ish Lidei Umatonis Lev Yonim. That's from the, of course, from Purim, which the Megillah says that you give to the other person. So that also spells out Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. Ukimuva B'Sever Arogas HaBoisem, as brought down in the book called Arugas Avos V'Yisoidom, and the basis, and before all these three categories, you have the pillar of Teshuvah. This is the three pillars of Torah, but preceding that is the pillar of Teshuvah, because Elul is also abbreviation of Es Levavcha Ve'es Levav. Hashem says, I will circumcise your heart and the heart. The word Es Levavcha Ve'es Levav, circumcise the heart, is metaphorically to doing Teshuvah, and this is Ambala Turim Devarim Lamed Vav. So you have all these three things, and you have the energy of Chai Elul bringing in the vitality in all this. So the Rebbe is blessing them. It was their anniversary, your anniversary in such a special day. So may it be the will that for many years you should be able to notify very happy news as relates to the above, you, yourself, and all your family members, both physically and spiritually. And for the new year, the Rebbe blesses them that is coming upon us. And for Yidden L'Toivu L'Vracha, I express my blessing to you and to all of yours, a blessing of Aksiv Achsima Tova, Shana Tova Mesucha, Regashim Zubruchnes B'Vracha. So he's telling the Rebbe about his anniversary, which comes out on the 18th of Elul. The Rebbe speaks about especially the 18th of Elul is Chai Elul, brings energy into Elul. What is Elul? The Rebbe brings all the various different abbreviations from the month of Elul, which is Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasodin, the study of Torah, service of Hashem, act of kindness, preceded by Teshuvah. All it fits in the level of Elul. And Rebbe blesses him for many years to give good news, and Rebbe blesses him for Aksiv Achsimatova.